There are ominous rumblings of another European banking crisis this evening. Germany's biggest commercial bank, Deutsche Bank, is being asked to stump up $18 billion to US authorities for dodgy dealings in the lead-up to the global financial crisis. The bank says the fine's too steep, but others in the marketplace say the truth is that it can't actually afford to pay. It's become an enormous political mess too. Commentators say Angela Merkel's leadership now rests on the ability of the bank to weather this latest financial storm. David Taylor reports.
The collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008 created a worldwide credit freeze.
American investment bank Lehman Brothers has filed for bankruptcy in New York. That's happened in the last few minutes. It means the Wall Street institution, which has been in business for 150 years and survived the Great Depression, is now the most high-profile casualty of the credit crunch.
There's a growing risk this evening that Deutsche Bank will also collapse. Academic and economic researcher Oliver Hartwich.
There are obvious parallels between Deutsche Bank and its share price now and Lehman Brothers about a decade ago.
The financial pickle is fairly straightforward. Deutsche Bank has been caught out making a lot of money selling dodgy financial products. US authorities want the bank to cough up about $18 billion. The problem is that the bank can't pay up. Management is literally pinning the bank's future on being able to bargain the fine down and, in the meantime, raise some more cash. But that's a tall order because analysts say the number of people willing to invest in a bank that's struggling to pay a fine is diminishing every day. Brett Lemessurier is a banking analyst with Velocity Trade.
If your return on capital is too low, then it becomes very expensive to raise equity to solve a capital problem inspired by a potentially large fine.
Sounds like a dog chasing a tail.
Chasing its tail, and it's going round and round a very big hole.
So the option then is for the government to dig the bank out of the hole it finds itself in. Problem is, German Chancellor Angela Merkel made the mistake of demanding that Italy and Greece let their struggling banks die. If she rescues Deutsche Bank, she's got Eurozone egg all over her face. If she allows the bank to fail, she risks creating another European banking crisis. Economist Oliver Hartwich.
Well, Angela Merkel really finds herself between a rock and a hard place.
Ultimately, says Brett Lemessurier, the government will likely be forced to step in.
I think it is way too expensive for them to leave it hanging, let it fend for itself. I don't think that's ultimately an option.
One alternative to a bailout, though, could be to sell off parts of the bank. That also seems to be Angela Merkel's preferred option. And let's not forget money printing. But that's for another time. Right now, though, Deutsche Bank is staring down the barrel of another potentially horror day on the stock market.
David Taylor.